that would be enough for most programs. But, you know, we like to set the little bar a little bit higher. And to do that, we welcome back to the show and back here to the studio, first time in forever, the multi-talented Laura Hodes. Welcome.
Yay! Excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Good to have you back in town.
Oh my gosh, it's such a thrill. I don't know why somebody turned off the heat outside, but I'm not used to this.
No, I'm sorry. Come up from the warmer climes.
The warmer, yeah. You know, I grew up in New Jersey. You would think it would be okay, but since I moved to Florida, it just all is like, it's like a whole new world.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. You've adjusted to that. I get it.
I am wearing 7 layers right now.
I hear you.
And that's just a start.
And it's going to get colder, but I'm not going to think about that. Let's talk, a couple of things. We want to talk about your wonderful cabaret show in a moment, but not that anybody could get in. I think there are like one ticket left to see Christmas Carol. Last chances tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yep. Tonight, 2 shows tomorrow and Sunday. I think Sunday is sold out, but I believe there are seats for the 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, and some seats for tonight.
And they've added some seats.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I just saw that. They've added seats.
You like may a have jump seat on
someone's
an
lap. Maybe and I guess on the stage, you may have to don Dickensian attire to sit up there and be part of the show.
But, you know, is that too much to ask? It's
going
to be
so
exciting, and you might end up in a song because Larence has composed this amazing original score, and it's beautiful. So what could be better?
Well, we'll be there tomorrow night occupying 2 of those seats.
That's exciting.
Cheer on you and Ken and Jen and everybody.
Also, it's No Stink Saturday. Okay, I'm on it. I'm ready for it.
There you go. I better be No Stink Saturday if we're going to be there. But that's not the only reason. Frankly, it's not even the biggest reason you're here because, you know, you must share the stage with those other lesser lights. But
I just try to keep up. That's it.
Kid.
I try to keep up.
But coming next week, week after next, the 30th and the 31st, your one-woman cabaret show by the light of the silvery screen.
By the light of the silvery screen is exactly
by
right.
By the light.
Da, 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 da. Not the dark, but the light of the silvery screen. We don't want to get
the screen.
In trouble.
Oh, the screen.
And funny enough, when I chose to put this show together, I was like, all right, how do you narrow down the insane and intense amount of movie music to what would be considered like warm, friendly, familiar, the best of the best, along with some surprises. So I made the decision. I go, okay, this song had to be made famous from the movie. Ah. It can't have been made famous if it was on stage first, which unfortunately cut out. Yeah, most of the songs I already knew.
Wow.
And someone who put this show together, who apparently decided that needed so many words. Rich, there's so many words in this show. And people seem to know when you go, Moon River, a mile, it's wider than. They don't like that.
That's not right.
They don't like that.
I saw Breakfast at Tiffany's. I know that's not right.
Exactly. So I love everything about this. It made me learn a lot of music that you kind of think you know. And then when you try to learn all the verses, you go, I don't know this at all.
Right, right. So do you try to cover the whole scope of film musicals for the last whatever it's been, 9,500 years?
Yes, but because I'm a kind, loving individual, I'm going to do it in 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I didn't think you would do every song that's ever been
in a
musical.
I considered it. But we are doing, and it's not just movie musicals, it's more music from movies. So
yeah,
there's
right.
A bunch of, there's James Bond in there.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to give everything away, but there might be some Wizard of Oz in there. I know probably no one's even heard of any Judy Garland
music from
the movies. So I thought I'd better throw it in there.
Well, that's right. Because for a long time, too, in the movies, they would drop in a song, even if it wasn't a musical. One of my favorites, an Oscar winner that was introduced by Bob Hope.
No, okay. Which one is that?
Do you know the Oscar-winning song introduced by Bob Hope?
Not off the top of my head.
In the movie, I believe the film was Son of Paleface.
Oh.
Buttons and Bows.
Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west and the wrong one I have chose.
I don't think I know that
song.
Oh,
it's a wonderful song.
Now I'm going to have to do a little more diving and put that song. So it's not the Buttons and Bows that I know.
I guess not.
No, because I don't think that one goes into the one I'm thinking of.
No.
But okay. that's fascinating. That's what I love about putting these shows together is it's not just entertainment, it's infotainment.
Right.
Because
right.
I end up deep diving for hours into like where these songs came from and how they came to be and how they became famous.
So do you share some of the stories behind the songs as well?
I do, because I find it just fascinating. And I love what I love about it too is like how it becomes such a personal connection to people. Like I always say one song can bring back a million memories, and just sitting in a room and sharing those is so much fun and it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. And so now I get to do what I love, like sharing the love of music in a really bigger, nicer living room than mine.
It is a big living room,
that
Bangor Opera House.
It's a beautiful big living room.
By the light of the silvery screen. Again, Monday the 30th, Tuesday the 31st. What a way to ring out the old, ring in the new. I know you don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
No spoilers, but can you mention a few of the songs that you'll be sharing?
Absolutely. Well, we are kicking the whole thing off with Hooray for Hollywood, which
Hello.
I think is great. Hilariously, I cannot use By the Light of the Silvery Moon, which I based the title upon, because it was made famous on stage first.
Oh.
So I can tell you, you won't be hearing that, but you will definitely be hearing Moon River. Oh, you will be hearing Blue Skies, Singing in the Rain. Let's see. Oh, one of my favorites, Xanadu.
Yes.
Because
Hello.
I don't want people to think we're doing only silver right. classic right. screen. There's some contemporary stuff. We are doing A Song from the Greatest Showman, which is a movie that I absolutely adore, and it's going to be delightful. We have some music that may have been made famous from animated films.
Oh, yes.
Definitely at mm-hmm. least a medley of those, because how could you do without?
Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe a Judy Garland song.
Oh, I hope so.
One famous Judy Garland song in particular.
Yeah. I was just listening to a Judy Garland song coming in.
What were you listening to?
Well, because it's the holiday season, but one that also was introduced in a movie,
yes.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, I love that song.
And her original version is so good because it's a little darker than the one that became more popular in recent years.
It is dark. It is definitely, that is such a worth a listen. I love that song so much, and it brings you joy in that way of being with the ones you love and then remembering the ones that aren't with you anymore. And I think that's the beautiful balance of this time of year.
That's fantastic. Well, this is going to be a wonderful show. Now, is there doing any dancing, kicking up your heels?
There's some dancing. There's some kicking up of heels. But there's also, better than my dancing, trust me, is the fact that we are having a bunch of special guest stars.
Oh.
Because once I learned
that. Did I know that? I did not know that.
Yay, I love surprises. We are having a three-piece band. Of course, the marvelous musical director Phil Burns on the keys. We have Tom Libby, one of the premier percussionists of the entire area. But we are also having Galen Smith coming in and playing on
you
bass.
Got him off the boat?
We got him off the boat and back to Bangor, and we are so grateful. And then, you know, a couple names who are near and dear to me when I found out I was doing this, I pressed them into helping me. Maybe some Heather Astbury Libby.
Thought she might.
Some Christy Robinson.
Oh, wonderful. Hopefully recovering from her shovel accident.
Yes, indeed. Recovering well, thank heavens. Mr. Ben Lehman joining me. And Ms. Stephanie Erb. We will all be joining forces together to make this a night to remember, but not in the Titanic way.
No, I hope not. No.
We're not singing that song either, in case you might.
Right. That's bad.
Oof. Near, far, please stop it. I'm tired.
Don't bring up that movie because I did not care for that movie that much. And part of it was because the movie lasted longer than the Titanic did. Come on, the ship has gone down already.
Oh, in pieces.
Yeah,
in
let go, Leo.
Pieces.
Let go.
There was room for him.
I think so.
I have to say, the costumes and the makeup and everything about it was so distinct and so beautiful and so wonderful. Kathy Bates was outstanding, but that movie stressed me out.
Yeah.
Did it stress you out? Like when he was locked in that underwater, that was too stressful. I'm with you. I didn't like that movie because it was too stressful.
And I think I had to pee at that point too.
And I knew what happened. And yet there I am, like very anxious.
Right. I know how this ends. Gee. Times of performance for people to plan?
Yes. On December 30th, the show is at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's perfect.
And on December 31st, the show is at 8 p.m.
Wonderful.
So if you wanted to go get dinner before on one night or after on the other, you can. If you would like to stick around and maybe get a drink at the stage door after, there's still time to, if you feel like getting home so that you can watch the ball drop on TV, there's time for it all.
Tickets, I am sure, available by calling the theater at 942-3333.
Yes.
Visit the website, penobscottheater.org, or stop in the historic Bangor Opera House. See the wonderful people at the box office and say, I must see Laura. I must see By the Light of the Silvery Scream. Please give me tickets, please.
I think that sounds exciting. As a matter of fact, the more pleading, the better. I think maybe you get a discount if you plead. I doubt it, but maybe. And the nice thing is, you know, coming out of some financially stressful times, it's nice to have a fun and happy thing to do where you can go, you can support a wonderful local arts institution and be entertained at the same time.
Well, it sounds fabulous to me.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for coming in, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.
Break legs with the show, all of the shows in the next several days. And we'll come see you and cheer tomorrow night on No Stink Saturday.
No Stink Saturday it is.
It's Laura Otis, starring with so many talented people in A Christmas Carol at Penobscot Theater and then doing her own one-woman thing with much assistance and co-starring awesomeness By the Light of the Silvery Screen, December 30th and 31st, the historic Bangor Opera House in downtown.